This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Joe Biden pledged on Friday that every American who wanted to would be evacuated from Taliban-ruled Afghanistan, with about 13,000 brought home so far. AP's Ed Donahue has details.
The pledge from President Biden.
Any American who wants to come home, we will get you home.
It's been a violent scene outside the Kabul airport as Americans and Afghans try to get out. Just who is there is not clear.
We don't have the exact number of people who are Americans are there. And those who may have come home to the United States, we want to get a strong number as to exactly how many people are there.
The president is facing criticism over the handling of the withdrawal of U.S. troops.
There'll be plenty of time to criticize and second guess when this operation is over. But now, I'm focused on getting this job done.
Evacuation flights have resumed at the Kabul airport. They had been delayed for hours. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Reports of targeted killings in areas overrun by the Taliban are fueling fears that they will return Afghanistan to the repressive rule they imposed when they were last in power. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The reports come even as the Taliban urged imams to push a message of unity at Friday prayers. But Amnesty International says eyewitnesses in Ghazni province have recounted how the Taliban killed 9 ethnic Hazara men in a village in early July, shooting 6 while 3 were tortured to death. Hazaras are Shiite Muslims and have been persecuted by the Taliban in the past. Amnesty warns many more killings may have gone unreported because the Taliban cut cell phone services in many areas they've captured to prevent images from being published. I'm Ben Thomas.
You can find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Britain and the United States both imposed sanctions Friday on men they said were Russian intelligence operatives responsible for the poisoning 1 year ago of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. The two countries both targeted 7 Russians with sanctions and also issued a joint statement warning Russia over chemical weapons. Meanwhile, German Chancellor Angela Merkel used her final official visit to Moscow to tell President Vladimir Putin to free Navalny. However, the Kremlin leader rebuffed her, saying the jailing was unrelated to politics. The talks coincided with the first anniversary of Navalny's poisoning, an incident that strained ties between Moscow and Berlin. General Motors is recalling all Chevrolet Bolt electric vehicles sold worldwide to fix a battery problem that could cause fires. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
General Motors first thought the problem, which prompted a recall in November on older models, was linked to one manufacturing plant. Now it says the handful of fires are linked to a rare manufacturing defect in the vehicle's battery modules. It can cause a short in a cell, which can trigger a fire. The modules will be replaced, but until that can be done, owners are told to park outside and only charge their batteries to 90%. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Hungry and homeless Haitians crowded relief trucks on Friday, and some stole desperately needed goods from the vehicles, according to officials and Associated Press journalists who witnessed the events. In the small port city of Lekai, witnesses saw people fighting and stealing food that was set for distribution from a truck parked outside a police station. The frustration over the pace of aid distribution has been rising for days, and the number of people gathering at aid distribution sites has grown. Many have been sleeping outside since a 7.2 earthquake hit Haiti last Saturday, killing nearly 2,200 people, injuring more than 12,000, and destroying or damaging more than 100,000 homes. President Joe Biden plans to nominate veteran U.S. diplomat Nicholas Burns to serve as U.S. ambassador to China, the White House said Friday. The choice of Burns, a retired career Foreign Service officer who served as Undersecretary of State between 2005 and 2008, marks a shift for the role of the ambassador to Beijing, which over the past decade has been filled by former politicians, not seasoned diplomats. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.